In the fatal accident at Catherine's store last week, the surviving driver had a blood alcohol level of 0.241. It's a reminder that substance abuse is the top public health problem in the Upper Valley. According to Pitkin County Health Surveys, year after year, drinking and drugging are listed as the biggest public health issue. For people with a substance use problem, getting clean and sober is anything but easy. The Valley has a large and active 12-step community, and in Carbondale, a sober society is emerging around the drug rehab center called Jaywalker Lodge. It's the brainchild of Bobby Ferguson.
The first and most important thing that happens for guys here is they find other men here, both in the program and in the local community, who can identify with where they've been and with what they're going through.
That sober community is what makes the Jaywalker Lodge stand out among the growing and crowded field of drug and alcohol treatment. When it opened 9 years ago, Ferguson wanted to offer treatment for the hard cases, men who had been to treatment but kept falling off the wagon, or as it's called in the field, relapsing. These are the guys who went back to drugs and alcohol after one or more stays in residential rehab.
It's sort of a new concept, this idea of send us guys with a struggling track record in recovery, and by integrating them into community, they'll have a better outcome.
Within the mental health profession, current thinking is that the best chance for long-term sobriety from addiction begins with at least 90 days of intensive rehab. Residential rehab centers often involve a 28-day stay. Ferguson says that was the trend in the 1980s and 90s. Today, he jokes that 90 is the new 30. Much of the current literature on addiction says that what is even more critical is aftercare. What support does someone get after residential rehab? Jeff Kramer is director of clinical operations at Jaywalker.
When I started off in this field, we had that 30-day model, right? You went to treatment, you got cleaned up, and you went out and stayed sober, right? Except that's not the way it worked for a lot of people.
The Jaywalker model takes its clients well beyond 30 days. Imagine concentric rings of support with the residential rehab lodge itself at the center. Once a client has completed the initial treatment, he can move into a sober living apartment setting just across the street, living more or less independently with other sober men, but still with in-house 12-step meetings and counseling support.
This is kind of the main group room where a lot of the healing happens. The guys have groups here twice a week. It's less intensive than the lodge as far as group therapy. They only have group.
It's here that men live as many as four to an apartment. They shop for food and cook together, and more importantly, they keep an eye on each other's sobriety. Slip up here by drinking or drugging, and you'll be caught by your roommates. It's hard to fool another addict. And you'll get kicked out. It's a self-policing, sober environment. Carrie Pugh is the program coordinator.
There's nothing more special than, you know, another addict helping another addict. In fact, that's what, you know, people in AA and NA say is the solution.
Hence, the name of the sober living building is Jaywalker Solutions. Ultimately, says Bobby Ferguson, sobriety itself, or more precisely, abstinence from drugs and alcohol, is not the key to long-term success. Instead, he says, it is finding a new way of living. He says Jaywalker has shifted the focus away from abstinence as the goal to one of living a joyful life for, as he puts it, a promise of a long-term future in recovery.
Abstinence is essential, but it's not sufficient. And so guys need to learn how to not only abstain from mood-altering chemicals and alcohol, but also how to fill that void with the kind of activities that people in Carbondale do every day.
So, Jaywalker clients not only attend group counseling sessions, they also climb mountains, hike, ride mountain bikes, go kayaking, and other physical activities. This follow-up of the initial residential treatment is a key to long-term sobriety. Dr. Kevin McCauley is the director of the Institute for Addiction Study in Utah. He says Jaywalker's wide range of support systems, beginning with residential treatment, follow the best thinking in addiction treatment.
There's a lot of debate about whether everybody needs inpatient treatment 90 days, which can be incredibly expensive, or whether you can get a lot of the same benefits from outpatient treatment. But what's most important is that when they leave treatment, they have some kind of support and monitoring in a formal way for at least a year after they discharge.
The sober living aftercare support in the Jaywalker community, says McCauley, provides a safe environment for someone emerging from the close care of residential treatment. Where a recovering addict or alcoholic lives can make or break their ability to continue in recovery.
Where that person puts their head at night is a big factor in whether they'll be able to capitalize on the gains that they made in treatment. One of the few things that a community can do to improve its problem with substance use disorder is make available affordable, safe housing for people in recovery.
It's been almost 10 years since Jaywalker Lodge opened its doors in Carbondale. The Lodge has just commissioned a study to follow up on alumni over that decade to formally track the success of their recovery. Again, Clinical Director Jeff Kramer.
The data that we have produced so far is encouraging in terms of, I think, some of our principles being actualized. And that is in the sense of an individual's spiritual fitness, connection to others in particular, is big for us. We have one goal. We want you to leave our treatment center with one or two close friends. We think that's huge.
As the circles of recovery continue to grow outward from the original Jaywalker Lodge on Main Street, founder Bobby Ferguson has most recently created a direct interface between his clients in recovery and the Carbondale community at large. A coffee shop called The Boomerang, where the staff are all in recovery, is now open for business. Looking back at his decision to start a rehab in Carbondale, Ferguson says it was the right location.
If you're a man in recovery in your middle 20s looking for a do-over or a second chance, this is a great community.
I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.